Shalom and a physics phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day. On Thursday, Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the month of Shvat, may this and all the months to follow be great, healthy, and safe ones for all of us and our loved ones. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU email. To sponsor future programs, and we truly greatly appreciate all of your support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yaakov Fish of Eitz Chaim Congregation in Jacksonville, Florida, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Fish slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it'll be followed, as always, by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. It's been a while since we had Rabbi Fish back on the call. I think it was early in the pandemic, and when we had him on, we did not have a conversation at that point. And so I'm certainly looking forward to having a conversation with Rabbi Fish today to learn more about his wonderful community in Jacksonville. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Be'ezkavod, with great honor, Rabbi Fish.
Thank you, Naftali, and Chodesh Tov to everybody. It's an honor for me to be here today and share some thoughts or share a thought with you. Actually, from this week's Parsha, we find that Moshe was sent by God to the Jewish people to deliver messages of hope and optimism to them. And when he arrived, he gave this whole inspirational message over to the Jewish people. And it says, Lo shamu al Moshe mikos ruach me'avod kasha. They couldn't listen to Moshe because of shortness of breath and out of hard work. And it's astonishing. You know, here are these people, our ancestors, living in oppression, living in slavery. They finally have a message of deliverance, a message of hope, a message of optimism. And yet, they're not able to even listen to this message because of the hard work and the shortness of breath that they were enduring. And there's a very powerful Rashi and on this, and I think we can all relate to it, especially in our challenging times that we find ourselves. And Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, Kol mi shehu meitzer rucho, if anybody is in a confined space, a confined headspace, as we would say today, he's in a stressed out mode, and he has shortness of breath and he can't take long, deep breaths, he's not able to see out of his situation. And I think this is something that, you know, we can definitely relate to in our times. It's a stressful period which needs no elaborating, both in the pandemic and the political upheaval in our country. And we find, I think, ourselves in a situation of kotzer ruach. Kotzer ruach, you know, there's a couple ways of understanding it. First of all, in the most literal sense, we're more short of breath. Physiologically, it takes a toll. It takes a toll on us mentally. It takes a toll on us emotionally. And the truth of the matter is, there's a whole modern understanding towards mindfulness, the value of being mindful and practicing deep breaths towards not only alleviating our physical enhanced physical state, but enhanced emotional state as well. So I encourage everybody to reflect on this, Rashi, because the situation that our ancestors were in were obviously different than ours, but in a sense they're the same. You know, there is tremendous amount of challenge and suffering out there, but there's also a tremendous amount of hope and optimism out there as well. We should not miss out on the opportunities to appreciate and be grateful to Hashem and to our family and community members for all the wonderful blessings that we do have in life. I think, unfortunately, we find ourselves inhibited from this state of Kotzer Ruach. So my blessing to everybody as we start a new month is that we should we should be able to take deeper breaths, longer and deeper breaths, not just physically, not just physiologically, but for emotional, or to help our emotional state, and to help our spiritual state, and our whole matzav in life. And just as our ancestors were able to get past this moment of Kotzer Ruach and of Avodah Kasha, and they were able to ultimately process the message of redemption, the message of hope, and the message of optimism, so too we will be able to get this past this stage of Kotzer Ruach and hopefully be able to internalize the great blessings in our lives as well. So at this point, I'm going to read Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23 of Tehillim. Mizmor L'David, Adon Arayi Lo Echzar, Bin Oseshi Abitzeni, Amei Menuchos Yina Haleni. Nafshi Yishovev, Yancheni B'Magletelik L'man Shino. Gam Ki Eloch B'Yetz HaMavas, Lo Ira Ki Ato Imodi. Shevtecha Mishantecha, Hemi Nachamuz. Tarak Lufanai Shulchan, Neget Torah. Dishanta B'Shemin Rashi, Kaisi Revoya. Ach tov chesed yudifuni koi mechayoi, shafti veis adonai l'orach yamin. Now move on to Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121 in Tehillim. Shir l'malos eso enai el ha'orim miyayin yavo esri. Azimrim adonai eso shimayim v'orim. Al yitein l'mot ragocha al yonim shamrecha. Kinei lo yonim v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzulcha yad v'necha. Yom ha'am ha'shemesh lo yakakal v'yorech b'loilo. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tezcho v'yecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Now we can move on to Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130 of Tehillim. Shir Hamalos Mimamakim Karasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema Bekoli Tiyeno Aznecha Tashivos Lekol Tachmonai. Mavonas Tishmaya Adonai Miyamo. Kimcha Haslicha Lema'an Tivarei. Kibisi Adonai Kibsa Navshi Lezera Hacholti. Navshi Adonai Nishamim Laboker Shamim Laboker. Yachel Yisrael Adonai Kim Adonai Chesed Barbei Mofidus Uhu Yiftas Yisrael Mikol Avonasav. At this point, I would like to make the Mishaberach Mishaberach Lecholav. We have Mishaberach here. Mishaberach Aboseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aharon, David Shlomo, Yivarech, Yirape, Zecholim, Vezecholos. Babur Shanachnu, Mespalim Baburam. Yitzchar Zeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yimali Rachm Aleihem, Achlimam, Achposam, Achavikam, Achiosam. Yishlach lehem mehera fuwa shleimu ben ha-shamayim. Lermach ha-vereihem ursov yideihem. Yisov sh'ar kolei Yisrael. Fuwa s'nefesh v'fuwa s'agaf. Hashta b'agalav z'man kariv v'nomar amen. Finally, conclude with Achenu, having our brothers and sisters in mind who are in a state of duress and distress, and praying that they will have a Yeshua, salvation. Achenu Kobeis Yisrael, Anasunim Batsara Bashevya, Omdim Ben Bayam Oven Beyabasha, Amakom Yerachem Aleihem, Yotzeim Mitar Levacha, Meafela Liara, Yeshiva Gugula, Hashtal Bagalav Ezman Karim, Amar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Fish. It's truly wonderful to have you back on the call. Last time we had you on was all the way back in April. We'd have thought here we would still be, but there's great hope and optimism now. We look forward to the future. So as we transition into the next segment of our call, first and foremost, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Yeah, thank you for asking. You know, thank God. I think we're doing overall well. You know, there's definitely, you know, we're here in Jacksonville, Florida, which is Northeast Florida. And there's definitely COVID has a presence here. Some of our, you know, shul members have tested positive. It was one person that we lost, that elderly person that passed away. It was earlier in the summer. But overall, I think considering the pandemic, we're doing fairly okay. You know, we've managed to come up with protocols to, you know, restart our shul with COVID protocols in our school. So all things considering, we're grateful.
Thank God. And so we're certainly happy to hear things are going well and the protocols are in place. But we're certainly sorry as well for the loss we shall experience this past summer. Even one is too many. And hopefully with the rollout of the vaccines, hopefully we'll be able to put this chapter behind us in the, hopefully in the near future. So, Rabbi Fish, to get us started, for our listeners who might not be as familiar with your community, I've had the great fortune to visit a number of times and spend time with you in the shul. Could you give us, please, a brief overview of the shul and the community in general?
Okay, sure, yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. So we live here in Jacksonville, Florida. It's a relatively small community. We're geographically located in Northeast Florida, just about 60 miles south of the Georgia border, so much closer proximity to Georgia than South Florida. Our community, you know, we have not only a smaller, you know, smaller, larger community, but we have a smaller Orthodox community. So there's approximately 15,000 Jews living in Jacksonville, according to our federation numbers. And our shul, Eitz Chaim, you know, we have a campus that also has the day school on our campus. It's kind of the central location for Orthodox Judaism in Jacksonville. And we have about nearly 200 member families. And it's a very diverse congregational body, as opposed to, let's say, larger communities where you have different shuls for different nuances or different flavors of Orthodoxy. You know, we have a very wide range, a diverse range of families and backgrounds and people, and it makes for a very colorful tapestry, and we're able to all connect under one roof, you know, as a community. Is a very special thing.
Amazing. You kept using the word small, but I'm pretty sure in the continental United States that Jacksonville is the largest city in the U.S.
Yeah, it's, that's what I hear. And geographically, we're a very large state.
Geographically speaking.
Yeah. It's funny because I'm originally from Canada. I'm originally from Toronto. And we, as kids, that was our claim to fame, was that we are the second largest city, second largest country in the world in terms of size. Second largest in size geographically, but the population density was not great in Canada. And so Jacksonville is a very spread out city. It's a very spread out to go from one, let's say from the airport, where you coming from, Naftali, to where mm-hmm. we are. The airport is the northern tip of the city. We're the southern tip of the city. So similar to other large cities, let's say is Washington, D.C., there's like a beltway around the city. So we also have a beltway around our city. But to go from the top part of the beltway to the bottom part would be about 35 miles. So it takes quite a bit of time. to go through, and this is just metropolitan Jacksonville. So it's very spread out today, which leads to a nice benefit, and that is because the population density is not so high, people don't have to build up. They can build out, so you don't have too many multi-story homes. People want more space in their homes. They're able to just have larger properties and wider homes. So there's a certain element of, because it's not such a condensed area in terms of population density, helps our quality of life quite a bit.
Yeah, I would agree. It's a beautiful city in Lahavdil, but having grown up in Muncie, I'm technically suffering and the idea of things being more spread out, as opposed to my parents who grew up in the city. It was something truly we as children appreciated growing up, having more land. Next question for you. What motivated, what propelled, what drove you to go into the rabbinate, and more specifically, to be the pulpit rabbi of the shul?
That's a very good question. So the truth of the matter is I do not come from a family of the rabbinate. My father was not a rabbi. You know, my grandfather was not, grandfathers were not a rabbi. It's not something, and I never really, when I was young, aspired, I said, to become a rabbi. It kind of just evolved over time. I would say shortly after my wife and I got married, we lived in Israel for 4 years. And, you know, we, at the conclusion of a four-year period, when we were moving back to the U.S., we were looking for an opportunity to have an impact on Klal Yisrael. And specifically, we were looking towards a small community, because we felt that in a small community, we'd be able to have a sizable impact, just because of the lack of resources that larger communities have. So we ended up coming to Jacksonville in 2004, which is nearly 17 years ago. And our original plan was to come for 2 years, and we were going to leave. And my wife was the preschool teacher, and she still has that position. And I was the youth director back then at the time. And we were just looking for an opportunity to make an impact on Klal Yisrael. And the truth of the matter is, my wife and I became very endeared to the community here. And when the previous rabbi left, I eventually took over this position here. But it was just in the sense of trying to make an impact on the community and educate, be a resource of education and inspiration. And that's really what motivated me was I felt it's that calling to be able to nurture the spirit of this community, so to speak. And it became for 2 years, and we're still here 17 years later.
Right, you're still in the second year.
You know, Jeff Bezos has his headquarters. It's called Day One. You should always have the hechadshus, the feeling of the first day. Once it's day two, it's a tough challenge. He's actually his headquarters is Day One, but it's a challenge to always keep ourselves inspired. But yeah, that's what. Definitely hope for.
Beautiful. Last question for you today. The world's changed so much dramatically as a result of the pandemic, and you really see change everywhere we look. What communal changes do you anticipate for your community, for Eitz Chaim, Jacksonville, and perhaps for the broader Jewish community?
Okay, thank you for the question. So the truth of the matter is, as you probably know better than me, because you have a better understanding of the wider national scene than I do, it's very unpredictable. There's a lot of unknowns. And, locally here as well, there's a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of unknowns in terms of how are things going to be post-pandemic, in terms of financially, also just in terms of, it's been such a long time that we haven't been interacting the same way communally. We can't just expect the light switch to turn on and everything go back to normal. It's going to take a period of time, I believe, that slowly we'll be able to reestablish connections. And my concern is that some people that we haven't been able to engage during the pandemic for whatever reason, it's not going to be easy to engage with them post-pandemic because people kind of got used to the way things are. So that's my concern. But my hope is that we're trying very hard right now here at our community, our shul, to keep people engaged wherever they are, however they are. So we have dual platforms, both in-person and virtual platforms for pretty much all of our education opportunities. But beyond that, there's a whole segment of people, demographic, that are high risk or don't feel comfortable coming to shul. So we try to engage them regularly with phone calls and texts and try to do that every day. My concern is that I'm not sure if that's enough. Hopefully, once this is Acher Kechos HaKol, God willing, we'll see to that day that we'll be able to have the same engagement, but my concern is that it won't be so easy.
Right, and I think you're not alone in that challenge, but we certainly hope that as things progress, that there'll be such a thirst and hunger for community, for socializing again, and more than anything, to connect with each other, to connect with ourselves, and ultimately to connect with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Rabbi Fish, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community, as they are with all Klal Yisrael and of the entire world. Our thoughts and our prayers, our tefillot, are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, latova, for good. And may the Rabboni Sholem, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Friday, Erev Shabbos, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Menashe East at the Mount Freedom Jewish Center in Randolph, New Jersey. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day. Chodesh Tov.